Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Wednesday, the 21st of August. Today we get the benchmark revisions to US non-farm payrolls data for the past year. Given the market's newfound focus on labour markets, this is likely to get some headlines, especially as the data is likely to be revised lower, suggesting fewer jobs were created. However, this does not mean that the economy is weaker. The revision simply makes an unreliable statistic slightly less unreliable. Do not believe it makes it accurate. To use a technical economic term, the non-farm payrolls data is dodgy, based on a survey that fewer companies can be bothered to fill in. In a world where data is increasingly unreliable, investors need to put more weight on reality than on revisions. Consumers have spent money over the past year, taking into account the economic reality of the labour market, not the reported fiction of the labour market. US households' fear of unemployment has been guided by the reality of what is going on around them, not on the statistics released on the first Friday of every month. Will labour market revisions make a difference to the US Federal Reserve? It possibly changes the tone. And it does highlight the absurdity of Fed Chair Powell's data dependency mantra, trotted out at every opportunity. But Powell appears to lack the confidence to look beyond the very last data point presented to them. The minutes of the FOMC are due today and should hopefully signal that rate cuts are coming. A reasonable set of minutes would just say sorry, given the policy errors the Fed has made this year, but that seems unlikely. However, we shouldn't beat up on the Fed too much. Real rates for borrowers are high, but at least they've not risen this year. And rising real rates for savers don't seem to have caused too much of a change in behaviour. The Fed's policy error is therefore not catastrophic. The early export data for August from South Korea showed ongoing demand for semiconductors, supporting overall export growth. However, this tells us more about the investment cycle as the hype surrounding artificial intelligence continues, and it's less helpful as a guide to consumer spending on goods in the global economy. UK July fiscal data showed a strong growth in tax receipts. There were also some positive revisions to June data. Tax receipt data is significant because it does hint at what other economic statistics might be missing. In a world of rapid structural change, statisticians may have trouble tracking down everyone's economic activity. The tax authorities are better at doing that, in most countries. As people tend not to pay taxes they don't actually owe, stronger tax receipts signal the hidden economic activity that may be taking place, the side hustles and the self-employment that official data often just has to guess at. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.